T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's bring in Howard Eskin of WIP in Philly. Howard, we got you on just in time, man. We're talking about Ben Simmons and his time in Philly. What does it say that these trade discussions are so public about how the Philadelphia 76ers feel about Ben Simmons moving forward?
Can you take him, please? Take him, please. Please, take Ben Simmons. You know, I've renamed Ben Simmons now for the last couple of years. Benjamin. Benjamin does not have a J, so I took the J out of his name.
Oh, dear.
But I was wrong in one area with Ben Simmons. I said he's the only player in the NBA that wouldn't take a 13-foot jump shot. I was wrong. He's the only player in the NBA that won't take a dunk because he's afraid of getting fouled. I mean, please take him. Take him. There's no way he can play back here in Philadelphia. And Daryl Morey waited too long. He gambled, and you got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him. And if they actually had a chance to get James Harden at the trade deadline, they should trade him this season. I forget whether it was at the trade deadline or well before that. Mm-hmm. They should have done it. And I don't care if they have to give up first-round draft picks. Ben Simmons just doesn't fit. They were never going to win a championship with Ben Simmons in Philadelphia. I still don't think he's going to be in Philadelphia. And I don't think they'll win a championship, obviously, with him in Philadelphia. You can't have a point guard who can't shoot, won't shoot, is afraid to go to the foul line, but he needs a change of scenery and maybe a wake-up call. But it's not going to work here. So with all these rumors and reports coming out, there's no question the Sixers are talking to other teams. They've got to try to find a way to move Ben Simmons. And I would think it would be before the draft, only because you would assume that there's going to be draft picks involved. But he's not going to make it here. Can he make it somewhere else? Well, maybe he's got to find a yellow brick road, find a wizard to get a heart. And if he does that, maybe he can. I'm off to see the wizard, the wonderful
wizard. Well, Howard, let me ask you, because I am out here in Sacramento, and I'm saying everything that you're saying, Howard. They think I'm just hating out here. I've seen this guy repeatedly for the last 3 years, since the Toronto series, when I saw him just hide out in that short corner in the fourth quarter of every game. And I said, Philly needs to trade this guy while they can still get something for him, because he ain't it. I'm of the belief that it's not, oh, he just needs to get in the gym and he needs to work better. I think it's in his DNA. I think this is essentially who he is. Do you think that's what it is, or do you think it's more so of, he just needs a different change of scenery, needs to work, and things will improve? I don't believe it will.
Well, he needs to change his mentality. He was coddled by his parents for most of his life, and I was told that by other people who knew his parents. So he was coddled. If you ever go back and watch that Showtime documentary, on Ben Simmons. It's obvious that he and the family only cared about the money. And Ben Simmons loves that now. He'll buy a new car every 3 or 4 weeks because he can. And, you know, and that's okay if he wants to spend his money. But he's got to work, and he's got to work to try to get better. And he was dismissive of coaches who tried to help him at least change or improve his shot. But it is in his personality and his makeup and in his DNA. And can he change that? I think it takes a little bit of work, and it may take a wake-up call. But it's not going to happen here because they coddle him. When I don't call Doc Rivers Doc anymore because he hasn't earned that right. He's Glenn Rivers. The only doc in Philadelphia is Julius Erving. So Glenn Rivers has got to earn the name Doc. Because Glenn Rivers called him a treasure. And if you guys don't understand that, you just don't know basketball. Those are his words. And once you told us that, I said, all right, I'm done. I'm done. This guy, he won't go to the foul line. He just, when he drives to the basket, if there's any kind of pressure on him, he'll kick. That's where he gets his assist. He kicks it back out to an open shooter, and they hit the shot, he gets an assist. Because he doesn't want to go to the foul line. It is amazing when you watch, and people in this town called me a hater for like 3 years now. And I'm not a hater. I'm a realist who I talk to coaches and understand who he is and what he is. And it's got to change. And is it in his personality? Yes. But maybe somebody can shake it out of it and shake it out of him. But he can't play point guard. I think on a small team, you almost have to play center because you don't worry about him scoring. Just rebound and do what you can to play defense. And the only problem with that is everybody talks. Ben Simmons actually anointed himself the defensive player of the year. I don't think he got a vote, though. So I don't think he could name himself the defensive player of the year. He normally does not play the best scoring guard for the other team. Now, when you play a center, he's going to have to play better defense. And, you know, and maybe he'll be forced, and that'll be the only player that he would play. Mm-hmm. And you don't worry about that as much in the NBA anymore, but he's got to be able to find a position where scoring is not the optimum. And I know he's got athleticism. I get it. But he's 6'10", playing 6'5", guards. But if he won't shoot, then I'll tell you this. Ben Simmons actually did us all a favor during the pandemic. He taught us how to socially distance because the defenders were always 6 feet away from him. So those are the kind of things that we picked up here from Ben Simmons. But hey, you guys, if you want him, you can have him. I mean, when Daryl Morey says, "I want an all-star caliber player," I know what you want, but you waited too long. Yeah, you know, can they get something for him? You know, you still have $147 million due to him because they signed him to a max contract at the time. So what do you do? Do you have to give up a first-round pick along with Ben Simmons and hope you get – I would take Buddy Hield and somebody else.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Howard.
Yeah, you guys can have him. You know, God bless you. just enjoy his dismissive attitude towards coaches. But maybe another coach will be a little more forceful than the guys that were what – Glenn Rivers is not an enabler. He's a benabler because he allows him to do whatever he wants to do.
Boy, do we've got the perfect coach for him. Holy smokes. Howard Eskin, the president of the Ben Simmons Fan Club in Philadelphia, joining us here on D'Lo and KC. Does he love basketball?
I don't know. And I would say I question whether he does. He loves money. He loves to be a focus. He loves social media. And, you know, when he gets a new car, he takes a picture and posts it up on Instagram with him. Do you think the average wage earner who might make $40,000 or $50,000 a year really cares about Ben Simmons and his new car? That's what he loves. Does he love basketball? I would say, if I have to say yes or no, I would say no. I would say no, he doesn't love basketball. Now, he's got no guts, and obviously I said he's got no heart. He turned down the Australian Olympic team in 2016 after he was the first-round pick. They obviously wanted him to play on the team. And at that point, you say, all right, he's the first-round pick. Maybe he's not ready for that. Then he turned down the FIBA games, and then he turned down the Australian Olympic team this year, saying he was going to work on his skills. Well, the first order of business to work on his skills was go to Wimbledon with another new girlfriend.
I saw that.
The Jenner he had, it was his girlfriend, I think kicked him to the curb. But she really stepped up, though. She got Devin Booker. At least he can shoot.
Howard Eskin, the GOAT, man, the GOAT out there in Philly. Let me ask you something else real quick, Howard, about this whole Ben Simmons and Philadelphia thing. A lot of people feel like Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid were out of line after that game seven, you know, with Doc, and you call him Glenn, saying, you know, he doesn't know if he can win with Ben Simmons, and then Joel Embiid pointing out the not attempting to dunk is a turning point of the game. With Joel specifically, was that more of the buildup of seeing this type of stuff happen for the last 2-3 years, as opposed to was just that moment that had him say, you know what, this is what happens every year, and this was the turning moment? Do you think it was more of that as opposed to just specifically that moment?
Well, Joel's not stupid. I mean, he knows what Ben is and what he was. But they, once Brett Brown left, I don't think Joel and Ben were on the same page, because Joel knew that Brett Brown always kissed Joel's rear end, because Brett Brown was friends with Ben Simmons' parents. So, you know, that was kind of a little bit of an edge. But they got closer, and he knows that Ben Simmons' shortfalls. But I think in that moment, the frustration of him standing out there at the top of the key, watching Ben Simmons not dunk the ball, as Ben Simmons says, well, I knew there was a defender behind me. Well, what does that mean? That means you're worried about getting fouled, so he passes it off to somebody else who only made one out of two foul shots. I think he passed it off to Thibault, and he only made one out of two, and he got fouled. But Joel knows what the situation is. Will Joel ever say you got to get rid of Ben Simmons? No, he'll never say that. But he'll dance around it. But he was clearly, you just saw his mannerisms, because you saw it on video, that he was clearly frustrated with him not taking the dunk. That was a key moment. I think they were only down 1 or 2 points at the time. Yeah. It doesn't surprise me that they have not won more than one round in the playoffs for the last 8 years. Now, that's only been like 3 or 4 years that they've been in the playoffs. I guess it's three or four years. But Joel understands, I think, that some things have to change. They really need another outside shooter. They really need a good outside shooter. And Ben Simmons is not the guy. Benjamin can take his game somewhere else, as far as I'm concerned. It's just not going to make it here. Here's what's going to happen. I'm just going to lay it out for you. If he's still here at the beginning of the season, and I think it would be an unbelievably drastic mistake. Is that a double adjective? I don't even know what it is. I'm not an English major. However, if he comes out in the introduction and they say Ben Simmons, the fans will boo his ass off. And then the first time he goes to the foul line and he misses the foul shot, he will be brutalized. He will be done. He can't. I think he needs a small town. I don't know enough about Sacramento, but in the grand scheme of our country, it's a smaller town. There's not as much media attention. Obviously, there's not as much pressure. And he needs a place where there's no pressure to just try to do the things that he can do. But he's got to have a supporting cast around him, and he's got to have shooters. So if you're playing the guard, you got to have a small forward and a shooting guard to be the shooters. I don't know how you can make it somewhere else. I don't know how Sacramento would configure their team. But if they want him, and there's some teams that want him, but they're not going to give you, I don't think, a lot. All these people talk about, I'll get a draft pick that's unprotected. You know, in Philadelphia, you're talking about Cleveland taking Love because you're going to have to take money back and the third pick in the draft. If Cleveland gives up the third pick in the draft, that general manager ought to be ridden out of town so quickly. Mm. How can you – I just don't know how you can get a high pick for him. And I really – I think they're going to have to give up a first-round pick, which really isn't that good because they should be a good enough team. Their pick would be in the 20s. This year it's 28 anyway. Mm. So just to move that – you got to move the money as well as move Ben Simmons. And he doesn't have the value he might have had a year ago. But there's teams that will take a chance on him, and apparently Sacramento is one of those teams. A lot of teams are going to talk to him, and they're not going to give you what you want for him, but they're going to give you something. Like I said, Buddy Hield, from what I remember, and I didn't see enough of the Sacramento games, is still a pretty good shooter. So, I mean, they could use him, and they could build around that and then work and try to get some other players if you've got some money to spend. But he's not going to make it here. If he plays in Sacramento, that means I only have to see him twice a year because I only play the Kings twice a year.
Howard, this went exactly as we expected. Thanks. Thanks for carving out some...
You did expect this, huh?
The GOAT, Howard Eskin.
We had a feeling. We had a feeling, Howard. Thanks for joining us, my friend. We appreciate you so much.
Okay. Well, if I ever get out to Sacramento, I'll see you guys. Hey, you guys that far from Tahoe? Are you far from Tahoe?
No, not like an hour and a half.
That's one of Sacramento's selling points.
I caddied for Barkley out there for 3 years, and I thought Sacramento was close. If I ever come out there to caddy for him again, I will make sure I'll spend a little more time and come out to Sacramento.
Absolutely,
I like it, man.
Let's
lunch
do it.
On us.
Okay.
We appreciate
you,
Howard.
Have a great day and a better day tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.